Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in again this week to the Let's Talk About It podcast. I am your host, Kate, and I am so happy that you are here. And I was just blown away by the amount of support that I got on my first podcast. It was just so lovely, all of the supportive comments and messages I got about that. It just really did make my day, because going into this, I didn't want it to be this big thing where it was like, you know, oh, my first podcast. I just wanted to ease into it and just let it flow. And I feel like that's what I did. And I love how it came out. And I was just so excited and happy that I did it. And it's just such a good feeling to have finally done something that's kind of been on your mind, but you are like a little bit unsure. Just doing it without, you know, any fear is just very empowering. So I'm so happy that I've finally made the decision to do this. So every Friday there's going to be a new episode, and I'm just so happy that I'm here and I'm talking to you guys, and I have this little journal, and I don't know, I'm just obsessed with it. So today I am coming to you from my bedroom, which is my safe spot and just escape, and I'm just so happy that I am in here talking to you guys to set the scene a little. I am snuggled up in a very soft blanket, and sitting next to me I have a big cup of peppermint tea, which I came prepared this week. I have a big cup of tea. I am wearing my aquamarine necklace, which I am happy that I'm wearing this week, because last week I just was having, you know, to take a lot of time to breathe, and hopefully this week it just helps me get all my thoughts out of my heart and just relieves some of that tension that I have when I speak sometimes. I'm just super cozy, and I hope you guys are too whenever you're listening to this. I hope you're having a very good Friday, and I hope that you are doing something that makes you happy. I imagine, like, for me, whenever I listen to podcasts, I am either cleaning, or, you know, cooking breakfast, or, you know, sometimes when I'm driving, I do listen to them, but I always listen to them when I'm doing a task that I'm not listening to anything during. It just makes time go by so much quicker. So I hope I'm that for you. I would absolutely love that. If I can offer you some company while you do something that maybe you don't want to do, but I'm kind of inspiring you to keep going. So before we get into this week's topic, I wanted to talk about some of my gratitudes that I've had this week so far. So I have a couple. So number one is I've had a very good week when it comes to good sleep and not as much of an anxious week, which I am so grateful for. I've had a really hard time sleeping this month, so this week sleeping has been amazing, which I cannot express how happy that makes me and makes me feel. It's crazy how, like, sleep really does impact every single aspect of our lives. So I am so happy that I slept amazing this week. And my second gratitude is finally uploading my first podcast, which I am so thankful I did, because I know that this is going to be a great thing for me. And I'm just at a point where if it feels good, if it feels right, then it's what you're meant to do at the moment. And I just have all good feelings towards this, and I just have no expectations. I'm just doing this because I feel like it's a good outlet for me, and I know that maybe I can help people, and that would be my goal. And I'm just so glad that I chose to do this. So definitely, definitely grateful for that. My third gratitude is I've been watching the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and something about them is so nostalgic and like just cozy. And I don't know, maybe I just really like pirates or like pirate movies. I don't know, but something about it is just so, so, so good. And I've been watching all of them. I'm on the second one right now, and I'm just loving that so much. Another gratitude I have is just redecorating and revamping your space. And I redecorate so often, just like the tiniest things in my room, and it just always makes me feel so much better, and it's almost just like a fresh start in your space. And I don't know, it's just a great feeling. I, you know, whether I move my furniture around or switch the position of my bed, I don't know, I'm always rearranging my room, and every time someone comes in, they're like, wait, you literally just moved your room around. And I don't know why I do it so often, but it's just very satisfying to switch things up a little bit now and then. So yeah, definitely grateful for that. Also just organizing and making sure my space is clean and my clothes are all hung up. It's just very satisfying, and I love that feeling. Another one is natural energy. Just the energy you get when you are just, you wake up and feel just so energized and just ready to take on the day, and you don't feel sluggish. Or for me, I love feeling natural energy around like midday, because that's usually when I'm like, okay, I'm gonna crash right now, or I have like these moments where I'm just so tired and worn out. But when you get that natural energy rush at like 4 p.m. and you're just like dancing and just having all of this energy, and just not knowing what to do with it, but you just feel so good, that's my favorite thing. And that's when I know, okay, this day is gonna go by quick, it's gonna be a good day. And I wish I could feel it every day, and it's been more often lately, but it's just such a good feeling. Oh my god, I love it so much. And another gratitude I have is I went to Disneyland, and I got to see all of the Halloween decorations and all of the fall decorations, and it was so much fun, and it was so cozy. And just walking down Main Street at night is just all of the lights and all the people just having such a good time, and it's just so comforting, and it literally warms my heart so much. And I'm so happy that I got to go and see everything. It was so much fun. So that's another one of my gratitudes for this week. Another one, Christmas music. I know this is so, so out there, and it's not even October yet, but something about Christmas music, it just lights me up. Like when I'm driving, I've been playing just acoustic Christmas music or Frank Sinatra Christmas. That shit slaps. Like I will play that till my grave. Like I don't care what month it is. It's so, so nice to hear it. And it just lifts my spirit. And it's amazing. I have also been watching Bachelor in Paradise this season. Okay, judge me all you want, but it's so good this season. There is so much drama, so many things going on. I'm really obsessed with this season, and I tried watching Love Island because I've heard so many good things about it, and like so many people like it more than like The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, or just like the Bachelor shows in general. And I have to disagree. I tried watching it. I watched the UK one. And I don't know, maybe I'm watching like not that good of a season. I'm watching the most recent one on the UK, but it's just like not as good. I don't know. It's just like something about it is missing for me. And I think it's maybe because like the people on that show are competing for, a cash prize at the end. So I feel like people aren't really trying to, make a love connection. It's more of just like, okay, we need to get to the end of this so we can win. Whereas, like, I feel like in Bachelor in Paradise, it's more for that love connection. And also, obviously, they get like a wedding and rings and all that. But I feel like it's more genuine. I don't know. And there's just so much good drama. Like, I don't like drama in my life, but when I do watch reality TV, the tea better be hot. Like, there better be so much drama. So yeah, I've really been watching that. Me and my mom love that show, so I live for it. Okay, so I think that is all of my gratitudes and little updates for this week. I've just been doing a lot of resting and reflection on where I want to go with these things I've been considering to do with my time and with my life. Just trying to find a little bit of guidance, and yeah, so that's about it for my gratitudes and my updates. But I say that we take a second and grab a drink of your choice. Maybe you want a sparkling water, maybe you want hot chocolate. I'm gonna grab my peppermint tea if it's still hot. I think it is. And I'm gonna take a big sip of that and then take a deep breath with you guys. And then we will get into our episode for this week. So good. Oh my goodness. I feel like every time I drink it, it's just opens up my head and opens up my lungs, and it's just so nice. So let's take a couple breaths together before we get into this week's topic. So, okay, we're gonna breathe in through our nose. Hold out through our mouth. One more. Exhale. Feels so good to breathe. That's just such a good feeling, catching our breath and connecting to our breath. So nice. So this week I decided that I wanted to talk a little bit about my spiritual upbringing, how I was brought up, and what I was kind of surrounded by and taught as a child. And kind of just share my story so maybe you can get to know me a little bit better, which I think that it's so important and so beautiful to learn about other people's, religious values, their faiths, their spirituality. I just think that every person is so individual when it comes to that, and how they were brought up and how they see the world through their eyes. And yeah, so basically, when I was a child, I was raised Christian. Both my parents were Christian and were very, very close to the church, and they were close, to their community. And So therefore, I was raised in the church, and I was raised Christian, and I would say that growing up, I wasn't very well-rounded when it came to other people's, religions and other ways of living, because I was kind of in this bubble of, what my parents wanted me to know and what they wanted me to believe. And I definitely understand wanting to raise your kids with your values, and I think that that's understandable. But yeah, growing up, I kind of was just in this bubble of only really knowing Christians and only really socializing at church, and only going to events at church and memorizing all the books of the Bible, all sorts of Bible verses. And it was kind of confusing when I got older, because I was so interested in, other people's religions and other people's faiths, and I just wanted to learn about everything. Growing up, I went to a lot of different churches and was a part of a lot of different denominations, which is also very confusing to me, that there are so many denominations of Christianity, and I never understood that, because I'm like, why does it need to be, everyone separate from each other? We all, quote unquote, believe in the same book and believe in the same God, so why are we so separate? And I've always kind of had this, not hate, but it's like, why are we separate when we should be just together as one if we, are believing in the same thing? And just a lot of questions surrounding that. And growing up, I saw so many different, people at different churches and different ways of practicing and different ways people taught it. And I guess it was just so confusing, because I would go to some churches, and I went to a Baptist church for a while, and when I was little, I would go every Wednesday, and me and my sisters would go, and they would teach us all sorts of things in the Bible, and it was mostly just fear tactics and just the opposite of what I view God as now. It was more like, if you do this or if you do that, God doesn't love you, and you're not going to heaven. You don't have a chance. And it was so hard when I was little, because I'm like, why is this so confusing, and why does God's love feel conditional? And I remember going home after, those lessons, and I would just tell my dad, I'd be like, Dad, he literally told me that if I do this and I do that, and I'm going to hell, and if I get into a car accident on the way home, I have no chance. And it was just all of these fears that they were putting in these kids. It's crazy to think about it now, because it's like, I would never put my kids in that lecture. 100% never. And I know that my mom was such a devout Christian, and she had her moments of being a little bit too extreme, and I know that she would never in her heart want us to be scared or be hurt, but she just was doing what she thought was good for us. And this is just my way of seeing through it, but it was just crazy to hear that as a kid. And then, to go to other churches, and it's like this happy thing, and it's like, God loves you for everything you are, and he loves you through your sins and all these different things. And It's just like this big confusing thing. And as I got older, church got and felt more and more toxic for me. I didn't feel, you know, you go to church to feel connected to God and to worship Him, and I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel God's presence in the church anymore, and I think it's because, you know, most of the time, the most toxic and masked people are, you know, in the church with you. And I will say that, yes, the church is for hurt and broken and sick people, but when you're there, it's like the people that act like they know everything about the Bible and are holier than thou are the ones that are so toxic and hurt. And it's become a place in my mind that I don't feel safe anymore. And it's just, you know, I'm sure that there are good churches out there. This is just my experience. I'm sure that there's lovely churches. But it just became this place of the complete opposite of how I think God would want us to be acting and how I think God would want us to feel in that space. And so after high school, I just became super, super distant, you know, with God. And I didn't see hope because of everything I was going through at that point. I just, my relationship really, it really did fade. And I was holding this almost like resentment for, you know, everything that I had to go through as a kid and all the fears that I had placed on me by the church at such a young age. I just resented it, and I just strayed, and I became more and more broken. And I found, you know, God again when I was older, and I was able to finally realize that, you know, we don't have to go to church every week. We don't have to, you know, be in the Bible every single day to be this perfect, ideal Christian that, you know, people want us to think they are. And it's not this game that we have to play to be the best. And that's how it's always been for me growing up. It's like, who can, you know, memorize the most Bible verses? You know, then you'll get a big candy bar and you are, you know, basically, you know, God's favorite this week. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about this now because it's just so opposite for me. You know, I have finally, you know, realized over the past couple of years that you do not need to do anything to be loved by God except have a good heart and just be a good person. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I am perfect because I am far from it. And, you know, no one's perfect. And I just, you know, I embrace that I do have these flaws and I do have, you know, I do sin, and we are all sinful beings. And, you know, God loves us anyways, and we do not have to act perfect. We do not have to do any of these things that, you know, people want you to think you have to do. And if you want to, you know, be in the Bible and pray, and that's just something you enjoy, and that's something that makes you feel close to God, then, oh my God, like, more power to you. Like, that's amazing. But it's just, bottom line is, God loves every single one of us the same. And He created us, you know, in His image, and we're all perfect to Him. And so for me, I know that I have Jesus and I have God in my heart, but I'm not in no way perfect, and I don't in no way pray every day, and I don't, pray when I should constantly. And all we can do is just, lean on him when we need to, and that's what I do. And growing up, I've just realized that, the church is just not for me right now at this point in my life. And I am also just, so, so interested on top of my faith, and that I'm so interested in just learning about, other religions and other faiths, and just reading about them, and and seeing how beautiful each and every single one of them is individually. It's really incredible to learn about them. And I feel like people are so close-minded when it comes to other religions, and they're so judgmental, and especially Christianity, it's like they act the opposite of how God would want us to act towards other people. Love people as they are, and just spread that love. And it's not about, telling or fighting about who's right or wrong. Bottom line is that we all are people, and we all, we all think differently, and we all have different ideas of faith and religion, and they're all individually beautiful. And bottom line is, the core of every religion is, God, faith, like a creator, but also it's just love. And faith is such a beautiful thing to have. And so I hate that it's so separate. I hate that everyone is just so separated, because we are the complete opposite of separated. We are so connected to literally everything on this planet. Everything and everyone, we're so intertwined. And I feel like if we just all realize that the core of all of our religions and all of our faiths and beliefs are just love and, hope, I feel like we all would just be happier people. That's life, and that's bad, and that there's bad in the world, and there's separateness, and it's difficult to see, because I want more than anything for just people to just have oneness, and there's so much beauty in just oneness. I definitely love just learning and hearing other people's, spiritual backgrounds and what they practice and, how they were raised, because it's so interesting to me, just all of that. It just makes a person, it just really does, it just makes everyone so different. Even if someone was raised, without religion and without, this idea of faith, how were they raised? How were they brought up? Like, how was that like? It's all so, so, so different. And I know I keep saying this, but there is so much beauty in the differentness. Just all of this stuff is so interesting to me. And I think that I love learning and expanding my mind on all of these things is because I was raised just knowing one thing and just constantly being surrounded by one religion, one idea, one way. And I, in my mind, think that there are so many ways to see things, and I'm just so open-minded to everything. And I think that there are so many beautiful ways to live life and to see life, and I am just fascinated by it all, because I think I was just so secluded in a little, bubble that I didn't I didn't experience or hear or learn about any of these other things. And it's so fascinating. So as I've grown up, I've gotten more into just, you know, not only faith, but also just spirituality as a whole, and just connecting to my body and listening to my body and just nourishing my body. And what does that mean to me? And there are so many things that I, you know, practice and things that I like to implement in my life to make me feel more grounded and connected to the universe and, you know, this beautiful world we live in. So I just wanted to share some of the things I do just, you know, for spirituality, things that I practice. So one of them is just meditation. I do meditate. I try to meditate every day. I'm not going to say I do it consistently because life is crazy, and sometimes we forget to take moments for ourselves. But meditation for me, when I can and when I'm having, you know, a moment for myself, it is incredible, the benefits of that. You know, and in the beginning, I did have a really hard time just meditating in the silence. So I really, really do love guided meditations, and Insight Timer is an app, and it's such a beautiful app. And there are thousands of free meditations for whatever you need: stress relief, insomnia meditations, anxiety meditations, pain meditations. They are all there and available to us, and it is actual medicine for our bodies just to connect and breathe. And it's such a amazing tool that we have. I also love listening to healing frequencies, and I listen to these when I'm meditating. And I also listen to them just, you know, to calm me down, after a long day. I love crystals. Crystals are amazing, and they're so much fun. And what's the harm in believing and just having, you know, these little pieces of different elements and, you know, rocks that have purposes. And I truly believe that they were here and they are here to heal us. And, you know, we have so many things available to us and so many tools that are available to us that we don't know about, that are here to heal us. You know, there are so many herbs and so many rocks and so many things and, you know, holistic things that we don't know about that are medicine to our bodies and are here to heal us. And having these little crystals and the meanings behind them, it's so, so incredible. So I'm in love with them. And another thing I like to do during meditation, or just maybe when you're having a frustrated moment, is the power of visualization is amazing. Just visualizing, you know, a calm circle of light around you when you're meditating, a protection circle, you know, visualizing when you're laying out at the beach, you know, the vitamins that you're getting from the sun just going into your body and nourishing your body and just seeing that light enter your body and just visualizing these things is just incredible. And the fact that we have this power as humans to, you know, see things and create these images in our heads and let them really nourish us, and not just our bodies, but our minds, and that, you know, we can create these images and And it does make them feel different. So it's crazy. So whenever I meditate or whenever I'm having a frustrating moment, I just put this, you know, big protection circle or whatever it is to you, just around my body, and just breathe. And I swear, I feel so much relief. And it could be literally anything. Also, you know, anything that puts you in a meditative state, whether that's walking, which is a big one, creative outlets, you know, for me, sometimes that's just painting, and it's just painting and not really knowing what I'm painting, but just, you know, the feeling, the texture of the paint, and just putting it on there and layering the colors and creating this thing that, you know, it's just all of these things that, you know, I want to do in my head, and putting it on paper, and, you know, it becomes this meditative thing that you're doing, and it's just relaxing, and it's therapy. You know, these things are therapy. Bottom line is just, you know, try to do one thing a day that just lets you escape from your thoughts and from your head. It's nice to have these outlets to express ourselves. And maybe you don't like meditating. Maybe you've tried and maybe you can't, you know, maybe you can't sit still or clear your head or just have a calm moment. And that's okay. You know, we're all meant to experience these things differently. So maybe for you, it's, you know, writing and, you know, dumping all of your thoughts onto paper. And, you know, maybe it's drawing, and it's just, it can be literally anything. We're all different, and there's so much beauty in that. Like I've been saying, oh my God, I've said that probably a million times, but it's so true. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my spirituality right now. You know, I do hold on to faith in that there is a creator and that God, you know, is holding us, you know, in this world, and he's creating this life. But, you know, I also just find so much beauty in other aspects and other religions and other faiths, and, you know, just spirituality in general is such a beautiful thing to have and to hold on to. So that's my journey. You know, we're all on different journeys, and that's the exciting part. And we have so much to learn from each other, and, you know, we don't have to be this big separate world of people with different ideas. You know, we're all here for the same reasons, and we're all here to spread love and, you know, help each other expand our minds. And there's so much beauty in that. Oh my God, again, I'm literally word vomiting. Okay, so it has been such a fun time talking to you guys. I hope that you have had a good week and have a beautiful week ahead of you with whatever you're doing, work, school. Just remember to take care of yourself, and no matter how busy you are, just take a few minutes to calm your mind and just escape a little bit from, you know, these crazy things we go through every day. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Let's Talk About It. I will be uploading every Friday. So thank you for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your day.